Kathy Bacon.
Did I call in for So-So Question Month? I can't remember.
I don't think you did.
I think that should count. I think that should count. The fact that I don't remember whether I called in with a So-So question should count a So-So question.
I put a So-So question in the tag on the gift fruit basket gift that we sent to Fatty.
Oh, that's right.
So did
that's
that
right.
count for both of us or just, right. just me?
That's right.
What are the rules? Okay, last from Kathy Bacon. She says, lastly, Daniel, it's so cool that you would like to have a conversation with the person about their opinion on stuff, because my tendency is just to unfollow, block, or delete.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just to unfollow, block, or delete.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4781. LBFO for right the 5th of June 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I got lots to tell you, including the winner of the So-So Question Contest. Cumulationers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, your cumulationers, Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar when you say it. The So-So Question Contest has come to a cumulation. That's not the right word. It's come to a completion. Hello, completionists, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, just when we think there may be hope for you, you just go ahead and you just head on downtown a little bit further every time. It's true, I do. So anyway, y'all, let's just go ahead and get right into it. Yes, Big Fatty! Now, y'all, before we join Kathy Marshall over at the So-So Question Desk, y'all, Kathy sent me a PDF of the So-So Question Desk Ledger. And, y'all, let me just tell you, she has written down the question number, the episode number, the episode date, who asked the question, my answer, and then there's judgment by the So-So Question Desk on some, and y'all, there are follow-up questions to many of the So-So Question answers that Big Fatty does, y'all. Let me just tell you, it's 28 pages. 28 pages, y'all. It's no wonder the So-So Question Desk has been very, very busy. And y'all, I'm just going to follow this up at the very end. The final follow up question. That's the FUQ. FUQ. As So-So Question Month draws to its mediocre and belated conclusion, the desk admits that keeping a ledger is a serious time commitment. The SSQD is very, very busy with the new detective agency. You know, Kathy Marshall was looking for that Patty Bacon. Y'all don't know if their paths crossed or not, but perhaps Patty Bacon can let us know if she crossed paths with Kathy Marshall. But anyway, next year the SSQD might try to find an intern turn, she'd ask for help from Gail and King, but they seem to be taking some recently legalized psychedelic. They are toad lickers, she fears, and unreliable when it comes to the impotent work of keeping up the ledger. Well, Kathy Marshall, you are, I don't know about if they're toad lickers or not, but they certainly, are certainly less than reliable. So y'all, let's get right in to the results of the So-So Question Month contest. Kathy Marshall?
So imagine a courtroom where this star witness, you know, absolutely does not want to be there.
Right, and the judge is like interrogating him about toothpaste brands or something.
Exactly, and the court reporter is just entirely unhinged. Welcome to our deep dive into a really, really bizarre document we received, the 2026 Ledger of So-So Questions.
It's essentially this massive, incredibly detailed, fan-created spreadsheet. It tracks just the most boring, everyday questions ever asked on this one long-running daily show.
Yeah, and that's our mission for you today. We're decoding this highly specific Q&A ecosystem to show how, I mean, totally mundane details can create this hilarious, complex community lore.
So to really understand this, we need to look at the three main players driving the document. First up is Big Fatty.
Right, the host of The Daily Show.
Exactly. He acts as this kind of reluctant oracle. He's fielding questions about, like, his absolute lifelong loyalty to Colgate toothpaste.
Or, you know, his vehement refusal to ever go to space.
Right, yeah. And then you have the court reporter from your analogy, known as the desk.
Oh, the SSQD.
Yes. The person, or people, who meticulously record all these answers. But they don't just act as a passive archive. They unleash these obsessive follow-ups called FUQs.
Wait, I saw FUQ in the source notes. I'm assuming that is an acronym and not just the desk getting incredibly angry at the spreadsheet.
It stands for follow-up questions, obviously.
Obviously. But they read like pure madness. Like Big Fatty answers a simple question about making spaghetti and the desk just starts spiraling.
Oh yeah, they're genuinely worrying that unmixed pasta noodles will like gather enough angular momentum to fly off the earth into deep space.
It's so funny. It's like the desk is less of a court reporter and more like an obsessive software engineer debugging his life. And then there's Poodle, the chaotic foil.
Right. She's been co-hosting since 2010. She's basically there to correct his culinary facts.
Like pointing out you have to add milk to scrambled eggs to make them fluffy.
Exactly. But she openly admits that participating in this show leaves her utterly shaken and nerve-wracked.
I mean, honestly, who could blame her? When you know an entire community is analyzing the literal physics of your dinner, you'd be anxious too.
Oh, absolutely. Which actually brings us to how this all plays out in the 2026 contest. Koodle's anxiety makes total sense when you look at the honorable mention.
Oh, Lamont Cranston with So-So question number 24.
Yes. Lamont asked about the most aesthetically pleasing U.S. currency.
I really have to push back here. I mean, are people actually writing into a show to debate the portraiture of paper money?
Oh, they absolutely are. And it sparked a surprisingly deep aesthetic debate. Lamont argued for the $50 bill because Ulysses S. Grant is, you know, this bearish guy.
Right.
But what's fascinating is how Big Fatty completely dismantles that argument. He chooses the $2 bill.
Yeah, and not for the historical significance. He picks it because he thinks the engraving on the back looks like the pool at a hotel, the Hurrah Hotel, right before everyone disrobes.
Which reveals this deeply embedded character trait. He actually keeps a $2 bill in his money clip for this exact reason.
It's so absurd, but it takes this universal object and attaches a highly specific personal narrative to it. Speaking of absurd, we have to talk about the absolute peak of this ecosystem.
Oh, yes.
The 2026 winner, Scotty the Little Aussie Battler, with question 34.
A true masterpiece of minutia. Scotty asked if he should pack 9 pairs of underpants for a trip to Indonesia, purely to avoid doing laundry.
And Big Fatty's advice is just spectacularly questionable. He says, bring 0 pairs.
0.
Or maybe just 1 pair exclusively for the flight, which he casually refers to as the aluminum tube of death.
Right. His underlying psychology for survival is literally just wear everything twice.
But the desk points out that he entirely dismisses the terrifying risks of an in-flight digestive emergency.
Which is a very real concern.
I'm completely with the desk on this one. You always pack a backup pair, especially flying to Indonesia.
Exactly. And it just shows how the dedication here is intense. Keeping this ledger is a serious time commitment. The desk even warns that it requires immense patience.
It really proves that absolute minutiae can be incredibly entertaining.
Oh, totally.
So, keeping the desk's warning in mind about the patience required for this, what incredibly boring so-so fact of your own life would you actually dare to submit to this ledger?
Dang, I see y'all. I had no idea that Gail and King were going to recap the so-so question desk ledger, but... Kathy Marshall, you've done a good job of guiding them through all of that. Congratulations to Lamont Cranston for the honorable mention, and to the winner of the So-So Question Contest for 20 and 26. Y'all, he's down there in the future. You just heard it, y'all. It's the little Aussie battler, Scotty. And Scotty, get in touch with Kathy Marshall so that she can dig between the cushions of her settee and see what mediocre prize she can send into the future to you. So, y'all, thank you so much to everyone who participated in the So-So Question Contest for 20 and 26. I'm just going to go back down here to the last question. Of course, the last question was from Ms. Bacon, and it was question number 65. Y'all, there were 65 questions this year, which I think is an excellent number of questions. And if Kathy Marshall can find an intern, maybe there'll be a So-So Question Month next year. But I think she's probably going to be on assignment with a detective agency. You know, it sounds like less work looking for Patty Bacon than it is running the SSQD. But reach out to Kathy Marshall and tell her how much you appreciate all the hard work she does on So-So Question Month. And yes, Big Fatty, especially you, because it gives you content. It does. It gave me content February into March. I mean, yes, Big Fatty, why don't you have another So-So Question contest later? Or you could have one every other month so you'd have some content. No, I think Kathy Marshall would go in hiding with Patty Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, I forgot I didn't read the e-letter that Kathy Marshall sent with the audio there. She says, "Dear Big Fatty, the So-So Question Desk work for 2026 is finally complete. 65 new So-So questions were entered into the ledger, see attached, and these are still among almost 6 months, and there are still almost 6 months remaining in the year. We here at the desk would like to thank everyone who participated. Instead of leaving matters to chance this year, the SSQD asked the mechanicals, Gail and King, which So-So question was the most mediocre?" They had an answer. They also had a runner-up. See other attachment. Congratulations to the belated winner and runner-up. The truly unimpressive prize will be sent in all due haste with accrued interest. In the meantime, as you know, the desk has taken on an important, or should I say impotent, top secret detective assignment to find Miss Patty Bacon. It's something like the taut 1965 thriller Bunny Lake is missing. Only the desk is in the leading role instead of Laurence Olivier. Oh, and it's set in Niedrabah, North Dakota, instead of London. Wait, one more thing. Miss Patty Bacon isn't exactly missing anymore. Just hard to find. It's true. But besides these minor plot elements, it's practically a reboot of Bunny Lake is Missing, except on Paramount Plus. Y'all, go look at Bunny Lake is Missing. Love, Kathy Marshall, on behalf of the SSQD and DA in San Francisco, P.S. Gail and King called the desk unhinged. They also claimed that they were too busy in their advanced products division developing a 20-foot tall colon to provide any further guidance to the desk. Needless to say, the desk was hurt. No desk likes to be called unhinged by a couple of mechanicals. If the desk had hinges, she would be a folding desk, not a so-so question desk. So the desk told Gail and King that they were nasty, hallucinating toad lickers unsuitable for the serious work of maintaining the ledger. They didn't even blink. That's where it stands in the with the mechanicals and the so-so question desk and detective agency. Gail and King can get back to working on ruination. The early years. PPS. Parquet.
Brickfatter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
Than Holly and KC out there in Denver, and they write in to say, "Are Big Fatty." So when you make a deconstructed wedge solid, is it bite-sized crisp iceberg lettuce, crispy bacon, chopped tomatoes, chopped red onion, and chunky blue cheese dressing? Inquiring minds want to know. Well, first of all, Holly and KC, thank you so much for the communique. Always lovely to hear from you since we don't hear your little show, Big Fatty. An excellent question. Definitely not a so-so question. And you're partially right. You know, Big Fatty does not do the tomatoes. So there's no tomatoes in Big Fatty's deconstruction. I don't do well with raw onion, so there's no raw red onion. But it is iceberg lettuce base, and then on top of that, I put crumbled crispy bacon, and then I put blue cheese crumbles, and then I put French fried onions on top of that, and then, of course, blue cheese dressing to go on top of it all. But y'all, no matter how you do it, y'all, a wedge solid, constructed or deconstructed, it's just lovely. And y'all, I'm not going to have time to tell you about my day, but there wasn't a whole lot to it. I'm waiting on Wes and Tommy to arrive. And y'all, the Atlanta Braves won on hump day night. Yes, Big Fatty. And oh dear gussie, y'all, Beta did stop by and bring my air compressor back for the tire. Y'all, now don't forget on Sunday morning, it's the premiere of Ruination Repeat, and y'all, that's going to be Gail and King recapping all five shows from this week and this week only. And y'all, I think if you miss shows this week, then you can listen to that, or you can just listen and see how they fucked it up. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm going to have to cut out a little early because I need to go get ready with my Tony home perm. You know, the Tonys are this weekend. It's true. And, Daniel, if you don't like, yes.
Just to unfollow, block, or delete.
Oh, yes, that's what you do if you don't want to listen to Ruination Repeat. Big Fatty, that was
you can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. ruined one and leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.